JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 57, The Vilna Gaon and Return to Israel.
Throughout Jewish history, Jews have always longed to return to the land of Israel. There always was a Jewish presence in the land of Israel. In the 18th century, the land of Israel had a small Jewish population. Disciples of Chabad came. The brother-in-law of the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Gershon Kitever, came. But it was in the beginning of the 19th century that a trickle, but a steady trickle, of Jewish immigration from Eastern Europe, mainly from Lithuania, mainly students and disciples and followers of the Gaon of Vilna and his ideas, left the exile and returned to the land of Israel. Why then? Nobody knows. It's like they had a spirit from above to do it. The Gaon himself wanted to come. He got as far as Odessa to catch a ship going across the Black Sea, but literally he missed the boat. And the ship sailed without him. He never attempted again. But those that followed him did attempt and did succeed to come. They originally came to Tzfat, to the city of Safed, but there a terrible earthquake and a typhus epidemic almost wiped out the entire community. And therefore, they emigrated to Jerusalem, and they settled in Jerusalem, and they became the basis of what was called the Yishuv Hayashan, the old settlers, the original Jews who came, famous families that today are in the 9th and 10th generations living in the land of Israel. And they were not welcomed very well by the Muslim rulers of the country. They were destitute. The Sephardic population looked at them also askance. But nevertheless, they took root and they founded cities. They founded farming lands. And they became the basis for what later would be the emigration of Jews to the land of Israel. Eventually, you could say even the building of the State of Israel was because of the fact that Jews came at the beginning of the 18th century. Thanks for watching. I'm Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.